This week's Torah reading is called Korach, which is actually the name of one of the cousins of Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jewish people, and Aaron HaKohen, of course, his brother, and so on. Korach started a whole rebellion against Moshe and Aaron. You can look up the verses to see what happened, and so on. Now, if you actually look the names of the people that started the rebellion together with Korach, and then 250 people moved on with the rebellion, and a lot more, and so on, four names are mentioned. You have Korach, Dathan, Aviram, and On Ben Peles. These four people started up the problem. But when actually they're punished and the rebellion actually finished, you don't find On Ben Peles. What happened with him? Where did he go? Our sages actually look up this, and they offer a very interesting explanation. And through this explanation, we will discover what's the role of a true woman. In Judaism, at least, according to Judaism. And the idea is like this. When Korach went back home, after Moshe Rabbeinu gave a whole bunch of instructions, the wife of Korach incited him, like pushed him, excited him, and so on, into rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. Because she said, he's keeping all the great high-level roles in the government for him, for his brother, and so on. And for you, what did he give you? Nothing, and so on. So, she actually moved Korach into a rebellion. And Korach then moved other people. But when On Ben Peles went back home and told his wife what he was planning on doing together with Korach and so on, she told him something very interesting. Look, wait a second. If Moshe Rabbeinu is the master, you're a student. And if Korach is the master, you're still a student. What difference does it make for you who's in charge? You're not going to be in charge. So why do you get into this rebellion? And she actually gave him to drink wine. He went to sleep and she stood up outside her tent while her husband was sleeping inside without her hair covering. And anyone that wanted to actually go look for On Ben Peles saw this woman over there standing without the covering of the hair and moved away. In this way, when the rebellion actually happened, On Ben Peles was not there. He was sleeping. On this, our sages bring a verse in Proverbs. The verse says that the wisdom of woman actually builds the house. But if she is not wise, and the other side, so on, she destroys the house. So we find the wife of Korach destroyed her husband and the whole family and so on, together with hundreds of other Jews. But the wife of On Ben Peles saved him forever, so to speak. Now, together with this, the Talmud brings a very interesting phrase. I'm going to say it in Hebrew, in the original language of the Talmud. I'll translate in the very simple way, and you'll find something very not nice towards woman. But then I'm going to offer a Hasidic explanation of exact same words, just read a little bit different, and you will see how Judaism sees the role of a woman. Up to now, we explained about the wife of Korach and the wife of On Ben Peles. So we already see that there's a woman over here that has in her hands, so to speak, build the house, or destroy the house. But there's more to it. The Talmud says something very interesting. Eizu isha ksheira ha'oisa retzon baila. Simple translation. What is a good woman? Isha ksheira. What is a good woman? The one that does the will of her husband. Oisa retzon baila. So the husband says this, and she does this. The husband says that, she says she does that, and so on. What does this show? Like, woman doesn't exist. But now let's read it in a very different way. Same phrase, just a Hasidic view of this. Eizo isha ksheira, what is a good woman? Ha'oisa, the one that actually makes, not that does, not that she does whatever he says, she makes a will on her husband. What does it mean? The husband usually, you know, he's learning and he's into the stars and moon and the sun and so on. The woman has the feet on her ground, on the ground. And she knows exactly what the house really needs, what the children need, what the husband needs. So what is a good woman? The one that is capable of making her husband want what she really knows, because she has wisdom to build the house, what she really knows that the household actually needs. So that's the way we find in this particular reading, which is not such a happy reading, because lots of people die and rebellions and so on, but we do find how to define the role of a woman according to Judaism. And of course, this applies to any household in any single place. Usually, again, Chachmas Nashim Bonsa Beisa is the wisdom of the woman, the one that which builds the house.